Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. How was the state FFA convention?
Well, as usual, it was amazing, and I was honored to be there. Being in Dallas with thousands of FFA members from all across our great state reminded me of why I do what I do. The 88th Annual Texas FFA State Convention showed students, advisors, and guests just how much Texas agriculture and the Texas FFA matters in our lives. As a former ag teacher myself, it was encouraging to see all these FFA students have accomplished over the last year. These young leaders are the future of our country. They're our greatest natural resource. And with everything that's happening in our world, it was fantastic to see the state FFA shine a bright light throughout our state.
What happened?
Well, aside from fun activities like the convention kickoff concert and fun night where students danced the night away, these bright young kids also attended leadership workshops, networked with other FFA members, competed in speaking contests. Students heard inspirational messages from keynote speakers, including Dr. Rick Rigsby and the Commissioner of Education, Mike Morath. More than 2,300 students also received their prestigious Lone Star FFA degree. That's such a high honor, while others received scholarships from generous donors.
Looks like there is a lot going on.
Well, those FFA kids sure are busy. Aside from the convention happenings, there's always a charity project that's coordinated. And this year's project was a backpack and school supply drive. Texas FFA received and donated more than 1,400 backpacks full of school supplies, and they deliver them to the children in the Dallas area.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.